Shraunika Rishi Das, Hindu cleric and director of the Oxford Centre for Hindu Studies, explains.
Hindus will see a deity on the whole as God present. God can manifest anywhere, so the physical manifestation of the image is considered to be a great aid in gaining the presence of God. By going to the temple, you see this image that is the presence, or you can have the image in your own home. So they'll invite God to come into this deity form. They will wake God up in the morning with an offering of sweets. The deity will have been put to bed in a bed the night before, raised up, will be bathed in warm water, ghee, honey, yogurt, and then dressed in handmade dresses, usually made of silk, and garlanded with beautiful flowers, and then set up for worship for the day. So it's a very interesting process of practicing the presence of God.
The God whose presence Kumaragupta chose to practice most intensely is obvious from his name. He chose as his special god the god of war, Kumara. And it's Kumara that we see on our second gold coin. Naked to the waist, he holds a spear and is mounted on a sacred peacock. Not the vain, glorious peacock of Western tradition, but an aggressive and terrifying bird that he's riding into war. This image, created 1600 years ago, is still immediately recognizable today. You can see it in many shrines, but there's one final detail that's worth mentioning. Kumara and his peacock are shown standing on a plinth.